This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. Oh, hold on. I think a sneeze is coming. Man, allergies. I got fall allergies. I apologize. Oh, that was a dry one. Hallelujah. That was a dry one. All right. What'd you guys eat for breakfast this morning? Did you have Fruit Loops? I had an egg and a bagel and some cheese. So I had egg and cheese bagel. I tried to make it sound like, you know, I had like a hard boiled egg and so, no. It was an egg and cheese bagel. So that wasn't too healthy. But I thought I was being healthy because I was avoiding whole fat milk. I don't use whole fat milk. I drink low fat or non-fat milk. If I drink milk at all, I can't stand it. I can't stand the taste of milk, especially low fat. It's like water. In Yiddish, we call it pishachs, right? Where it's kind of like pee-pee. It's a Yiddish word we use. So everybody asks, you know, oh, do you have any, non-fat milk? I go, you mean pishach? That's what we call it. So anyway, we're finding out now that maybe we don't have to go low-fat all the time. Experts have recommended low-fat dairy products over the full-fat versions. Why? Because full-fat have higher calories, more saturated fat. Recent research, however, indicates that full-fat dairy may actually be healthier than its reputation suggests, according to Time magazine. And they say people that eat full-fat dairy are not more likely to develop cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes than people who consume low-fat dairy. And, which is not a shock, we've talked about this on the show, they may be less likely to gain weight. Remember I told you years ago that calcium was found to help with weight loss? And you can't take the calcium supplements. Calcium supplements aren't going to help. So we're talking about, you know, calcium in real food. You can get calcium from vegetables, but you also get calcium from your dairy. So it makes sense that if you eat dairy, you could actually lose weight. Now, new research published Tuesday in The Lancet adds to that body of evidence. They say that eating dairy products of all kinds is associated with a lower risk of premature death, cardiovascular disease, and stroke. 3 servings of dairy a day is associated with a lower risk of mortality and cardiovascular disease. That's according to study co-author Masheed Dingham. He's a nutrition epidemiology researcher at Population Health Research Institute in Canada. They are suggesting that dairy is healthy and people should be encouraged to consume dairy. We talked about this a week ago. When nature made and God made animals for us to eat and drink out of, what was the liquid we were supposed to drink? The milk. We are designed to consume milk. We always have been, and not just as babies. Milk is a drink. We've always been designed to drink milk. It's filling. It provides a lot of nutrients. So, dairy is healthy. Dietary guidelines for Americans recommend consuming about 3 servings of dairy per day, but they specify that these foods should be fat-free or low-fat. Now the research says, you can actually do full fat. There's stronger data for milk and yogurt consumption than butter and cheese. See, that's the thing. My dairy was always cheese. Give me a brick of cheddar cheese and I will go to town. No. We're talking like milk and yogurt, probably because they're in its more natural form. They say dairy eaters in the study consume more full fat than low fat. So these results apply particularly strong to whole fat dairy foods. So how did they come up with this? So they looked at 136,000 adults who took part in the prospective urban-rural epidemiology study. They collected diet and health information from people in 21 countries on 5 continents. The U.S. was not among them, according to Time magazine, but Canada was. None of the people included in the study had a history of cardiovascular disease, and all of them completed a detailed dietary survey. Okay, this is where I have a problem. Were they really, did they get lazy? Did their Netflix show, you know, finally unfreeze, and so they decided, oh, let me hurry up with the survey? After 9 years of follow-up, roughly 10,500 people of that 136,000 had died or had a major cardiovascular issue like heart attack or stroke. But they found that dairy consumption was associated with a lower risk of both outcomes. Compared to those who didn't eat dairy, those who had more than 2 servings a day had lower mortality rates and lower cardiovascular mortality rates, down to 3.4% and 0.9% respectively. Lower stroke, 1.2%. So that's interesting. They said those who ate only full-fat dairy and consumed about 3 servings a day had even lower mortality. So what does that mean? Well, it means maybe we don't know our stuff. Dairy has amino acids, vitamin K, calcium, magnesium. It could be fermented and have probiotics. Maybe you need, you know, maybe we need to kind of look at the whole package. Maybe there are things in milk that help you with your metabolism. And we don't realize that. We just don't know enough. And some people may say, you know what, I'm not drinking milk, I'm not eating cheese, I'm not eating yogurt, but I'll have a bagel for breakfast. Well, maybe if I had a glass of milk, I wouldn't eat the bagel. Bagel is carbohydrates. Now, remember, any of these studies that talk about, you know, surveys and all that, that's a problem. But I'm telling you, this is not the first time I heard about this. I think we are doing things wrong. And the more we mess with, the worse we see. You know, like these fat-free foods or these low-salt foods that add extra sugar. Or I can't tell you how many fat-free foods are filled up with sugar to make it taste better. How is that healthier? Or I'll see people eat all these sugar-free desserts, and I'm like, I would rather you just have one small real cookie. I think we need to do things in moderation. I think we have to remember Mulligan Stew. Remember Mulligan Stew? 4, 4, 3, 2, that's something with me and you. I don't know. It was this nutritional thing we had to learn in the 70s in school. But 4, 4, 3, 2, that had to do with at least 2 servings of dairy. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so McDonald's. Workers are going on strike. Did you guys hear about this? It's kind of interesting. In addition to their salary woes, they want to fight sexual harassment in the workplace. And unfortunately, this is still going on. Here we are in the year 2018, and it's taken workers needing to strike to stop sexual harassment. They say organizers say this is going to be the first multi-state strike in the U.S. specifically targeting sexual harassment. And the walkout is supposed to start on September 18th. It has been approved in recent days by, quote, women's committees formed by employees at dozens of McDonald's restaurants across the United States. They say the strike comes as union-backed organizations have been putting pressure on McDonald's on several fronts for better working conditions, including $15 an hour wages at a burger chain that employs tens of thousands of people around the country. This has been reported by CNBC. So they're emboldened by the Me Too movement, and McDonald's workers have voted to stage a one-day strike next week at restaurants in 10 cities in hopes of pressuring management to take stronger steps against on-the-job sexual harassment. I believe the strike also wants to improve wages, hourly wages. Right now, they are. It's been urged that workers get paid $15 an hour, which is a different subject we need to talk about. And many of them are making less than that, $8, $9 an hour. Organizers said the strike would target multiple restaurants, but not every local McDonald's, but most in each of the 10 major cities: Chicago, Durham, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Los Angeles, Miami, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Orlando, Florida, San Francisco, and St. Louis. They say they cannot predict with precision how many workers have joined the strike, but note that hundreds of workers had participated in the committee meetings at which the strike was planned. Now, McDonald's, in an email to the Associated Press, defended its anti-harassment efforts. They say, we have policies, procedures, and training in place that are specifically designed to prevent sexual harassment at our company and company-owned restaurants. And we firmly believe that our franchisees share this commitment. Now, again, I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to tell you some of my thoughts. The company also disclosed a new initiative that will engage outside experts to work with the company to help evolve those policies and procedures. Some of the experts would come from an employment law training firm and an anti-sexual violence organization. So, organizers of the planned walkout say strikers will be demanding that the company improve procedures for receiving and responding to harassment complaints and require anti-harassment training for managers and employees. Another demand will be the formation of a national committee to address sexual harassment, comprised of workers representatives from corporate and franchise stores and leaders of national women's groups. Now, Carlson is an attorney for the Fight for $15. That's a national movement seeking to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. She said McDonald's, this is Mayor Joyce Carlson, she's a labor lawyer, she's been collaborating with the women who filed the EEOC complaints, and the company needs to, I guess, she says the company needs to back up such gestures with tougher enforcement. Apparently, she is also seeking to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. She said McDonald's has successfully resisted efforts to unionize its employees and suggested that workers' anger related to sexual harassment might fuel broader efforts to gain better working conditions. So, this is where this gets kind of rough. And let me finish this, and then I'll tell you what I think. There's some good and bad to this. Among the strike organizations is Tanya Harrell, 22 years old of New Orleans, who filed a complaint with the EEOC in May, alleging that her two managers at a local McDonald's teased her when she told them of sustained verbal and physical harassment by a coworker. Harrell only makes $8.15 an hour. She and many of her colleagues were skeptical of the company's commitment to combating harassment. They want people to think they care, but they don't. They could do a way more better job. So, sexual harassment does still exist. But, all right, when I first saw this, the one thing that came into my mind that I didn't want it to is, are people stalling on the movement to get higher wages in minimum wage? And if they attach it to a Me Too movement or a sexual harassment an anti-sexual harassment movement, will that get the original plowed through? And that could hurt people who are trying to fight for real sexual harassment. So, you know, this gets tricky. I think people feeling emboldened by the Me Too movement and feeling like they work at a place that does not provide them protection. They have every right to voice their concerns. They have every right to strike. They have every right to leave. I mean, all corporations should, and places of work should have a means to combat and prevent anybody from being harassed or assaulted, etc. So if they don't already have training, if the franchisees are not on board, then they lose their franchisee. I mean, this is something that should be automatic. Just like all workers' places have to have workers' comp insurance. These are just things that I agree with should be in place. Now, the problem is there's this stall of the movement for the Fight for 15. And what I don't like is using a woman's movement that involves something that is very striking, very emotional to me, and emotional to a lot of women, and using it for their gain when it comes to wages. It may work, though. You tie anything to sexual harassment, that brings a lot of media, and it brings a lot of pressure, and that may work, but now you're diluting, all right, what women are trying to fight for. Plus, are we going to have people come out of the woodwork going, well, wait a second, if I say I was harassed, that might help with the wages. I mean, we need some honesty here. We don't need waters muddied by two very important, very emotional movements and arguments. So, the $15 an hour for fast food workers, this is tough. Ideally, I want everybody making, you know, at least $15 an hour. But the fast food industry is going to start laying people off, firing people. They're going to be changing their whole menu around because once you now, you know, hire people at a higher wage, they're not going to be able to do the 99-cent menu. And the only reason why many of us go to fast food is because we could get the 99-cent menu. I'm sick of these $12 burgers that you get at a restaurant. I love buying a 99 cents or a $1.99 burger. Well, the reason why they could do that is because they keep the labor costs down. Now, I don't want people working, you know, at low wages just for me to get a 99 cent burger. But I'm telling you, as a consumer, if McDonald's starts selling $8, $9 burgers, there's no need to go there. There's no need at all. Because I could get restaurant quality burger, I could make my own. So, you know, these fast food jobs used to be, which is why minimum wage worked for so long, they used to be jobs for high school students. These were jobs that high school students would use as a stepping stone. The high school students loved the wage they were getting because that was gas money, etc. It gave them work experience, and it started them in the job market, and it worked for a long period of time until the recession hit, and we had a lot of family men and family women needing to go to a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box to support their family. Thank God we had fast food places that offered jobs to them. The problem is they're lower wage, much lower wages. So, asking McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Burger King, and Chick-fil-A to up their wages might work, and it may help, you know, the average family man and family woman or people who have to support a family, but then fast food won't have the draw. They won't have they're gonna raise the prices. And they're gonna start laying people off, and they're gonna go to automation. We're already seeing pictures of McDonald's. We're already seeing these kiosks that people go to. So I predict that this Fight for 15 will win. They will get them where minimum wage will nationally later be $15 an hour. But automation is gonna come quicker than we think. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC is finger-looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
USA Radio News.
Towns along the Carolina coast are preparing for the onslaught of Hurricane Florence as forecasters Wednesday warned that the storm could hesitate offshore for a day, which means more rain along the coast than previously thought. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has a message for everyone in the storm's path.
The best defense is preparation and common sense. I think we're ready for this storm, but it's going to be a tough one.
The woman who helped kidnap Elizabeth Smart is set to be released from prison early. Smart herself called the decision by the Utah Parole Board to be incomprehensible, and Smart's attorney tells us how this is actually even happening.
She wasn't scheduled for a parole hearing until 2023, but in recalculating it and under Utah law, with all the credit she's getting, she's going to get out next week.
Wanda Barzee and her husband kidnapped Smart from her Salt Lake City bedroom back in 2002. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, maybe. Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so let me just kind of give you guys some quick entertainment news. For those of us who thought Christopher Reeve could be the only Superman, we were kind of blown away by Henry Cavill's performance. Gorgeous guy who played Superman in multiple DC movies. Reportedly is hanging up a Superman cape. The Hollywood Reporter writes that Henry, who has played Superman in three films already, cannot commit to a planned cameo in Shazam. Now, I remember in the 70s, Shazam and Isis. So I guess they're reprising the Shazam role. I'm amazed by that. I don't remember what Shazam did. I remember Isis was a girl and Shazam was a boy. That's all I remember. But anyway, he may not come back in that role. He first played Superman in 2013's Man of Steel. Then he was in the Batman vs. Superman. I didn't think that was as good as it could have been. And he was set to appear as Superman in April's release of Shazam that stars Zachary Levi. But apparently, talks broke down. He is now in this new lead role in Netflix series The Witcher, so he couldn't commit to Shazam. I think he's a fantastic actor. I liked him in The Count of Monte Cristo. He played the little kid, Frobert. I forget how to pronounce his name. Anyway, the studio is ruling out future cameos. Now they're focusing on the Supergirl origin movie because Gal Gadot and Wonder Woman was such a huge hit. And Supergirl is going to use Brie Larson. Well, I think Brie was excellent. And she is going to have her superhero movie. So Supergirl fans are excited about that. I think they're really running the risk of doing too much. You know, I am so glad they did a fantastic job with Wonder Woman because the Batman movies with Ben Affleck have kind of stunk, I have to say. I like Ben Affleck. I think he's a great actor. I just don't really get the whole, I don't know. I just think the Batman movies are just too dark. You know, I'm more of a Deadpool kind of girl, right? And I like Marvel. I also like Game of Thrones. Now, Game of Thrones, I guess, we're still waiting for their final season, which is ridiculous. We've been waiting almost 2 years. And Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, admitted that not everyone is going to be pleased with how the show ends. He has also hinted at a potential spoiler for the fantasy's epic finale. He spoke to MTV News, and the 31-year-old actor says, "I think a TV series that spanned 8-9 years is an incredibly difficult thing to end." But he said, "I think not everyone's going to be happy, you know. You can't please everyone." So, he said he mentioned his favorite shows are The Sopranos, Breaking Bad, and The Wire before saying they all ended in a way that is never going to satisfy you. They had actually pretty brutal finales. Breaking Bad ended with Bryan Cranston looking like he was dying, right? We don't know if he officially died in Breaking Bad. So, the seventh season, all right, apparently, we saw Jon return to Winterfell, reunite with his sister. He was then named King of the North. I think he was naked in a couple of them, which I really didn't need. Alright. But he's a good actor. And so now he's made an alliance with the Daenerys Targaryen, Emilia Clarke, who I thought he dated at some point. And now they're supposed to fight the White Walkers. So the series ended with this dramatic turn of events as the Night King used Daenerys' fallen dragon, Viserion, to destroy the wall. Do you guys remember that? They turned the dragon around to be a bad guy dragon, or a bad girl dragon. And so the army of undead now broke through the wall. And so the books have been hinting that Jon is not the bastard son of Ned Stark, but his nephew. So that's supposed to be some big deal. I don't really know. I don't really care. But anyway, we'll tell you more spoilers as we go. I think a lot of you haven't seen all of the movies, so you might not know. Right? But, apparently there's supposed to be a really, really good final season, if they could ever finally get to it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This Hurricane Florence, they are now saying, is the size of Michigan. It has changed path. It's churning up 83-foot waves, according to Daily Mail, threatening flooding worse than Hurricane Harvey for the Carolinas, with up to 4 feet of rain. Flooding worse than what Hurricane Harvey did, but this is going to hit the Carolinas. 4 feet of rain, 13-foot storm surge. They expect $170 billion worth of destruction. People are being told to get the heck out. 1.7 million people were warned to evacuate and get out of the way. Rainfall predictions are expected to be higher because what's happening is the wind speeds are slowing down, and so the hurricane is going to slow down and possibly hover. We want these storms to quickly come on land and then dissipate. Unfortunately, if it hovers like Katrina did, it builds up extra strength because it could take in more fluid from the ocean. FEMA warns the biggest danger is the storm surge, a wall of water from the sea that could reach 13 feet high. Forecasters say Hurricane Florence is already generating enormous waves as high as 83 feet. A FEMA official described the hurricane as a Mike Tyson punch to the Carolina coast. Already states of emergency have been called in Maryland, Virginia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Officials are already predicting the financial toll from the hurricane could reach $170 billion. We're already seeing tons of flights canceled. They believe 759,000 homes and businesses could be affected. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said this storm is a monster. It's big. It's vicious. It is extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane. The waves and the wind from the storm may bring is nothing like you've ever seen. Even if you've ridden out storms before, this one is different. Don't bet your life on riding out a monster. So already we're seeing people leave, head to, inland. 700 flights already have been canceled. There's Isaac and Helene that are also kind of following behind. We don't know where they're going to hit. Helene may just go north and not affect the East Coast. Isaac may make a beeline towards the Dominican Republic and then later Florida. So we'll keep you guys aware of that. So we are in the peak of hurricane season. They did expect, they did predict a less than active hurricane season than last year. Last year was pretty bad. They did expect less major hurricanes. Unfortunately, though, here we are. We're in September. Water's pretty warm. We don't know. So we're holding our breath and we're praying. They say parts of North Carolina could get 20 inches of rain, as much as 10 inches elsewhere in the state, in Virginia, parts of Maryland, and D.C. The European simulation, a trusted computer model, predicted more than 45 inches in parts of North Carolina. And apparently, it was accurate in predicting 60 inches for Hurricane Harvey. I never understood how they measure the water because the water keeps spilling. I guess, I don't know if they have a cup. I don't know how they measure the inches. They have to have some bin or container. I got to ask our oceanic and atmospheric friends. All right. Man, pray. We're seeing people board up their houses. Seeing third story people boarding their windows. Shelves are completely empty. And people in Home Depot, you see the roads completely bumper-to-bumper traffic. That's scary stuff. Already, Governor McMaster in South Carolina has issued a mandatory medical evacuation of 177 hospitals and medical facilities, including nursing homes and in 8 coastal counties. Now, that's tough. When we do these evacuations, I mean, you have to find other hospitals. You have to find areas that are safe to move your patients to. It is not easy. It's the states, and not just one state, but multiple states have to jump in and come to bat. We'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, 10 million people possibly are going to die of cancer this coming year. Why do we have so many cancer cases? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. So we have two different reports. We have cancer's going to kill about 10 million of us this year. And then we have that 18 million new cases are going to be diagnosed this year. So we have more cases of cancer. We're still dying of cancer. It's the year 2018. What is going on? The International Agency for Research on Cancer said in a report published Wednesday that lung cancer still is the number one cancer. Kills most people, followed by breast cancer in women, and then colorectal cancer. How, in this day and age, are we still being affected to this degree? Well, people still smoke. People still have genes. I mean, we still have parents and grandparents, and we still pass on bad genes. Colorectal cancer, we eat like crap. But, again, genes. And we're outliving the heart attack, so we're more inclined to then later get a cancer diagnosis. They say lung cancer often develops over decades. Any decrease in the disease's frequency from declining smoking rates won't be seen for years. So even though we've, you know, we've caused people to stop smoking, a lot of people have been smoking less, we're not going to see those effects of lung cancer deaths for a while. They say an international agency estimates, based on data from 185 countries, that 1 in 5 men and 1 in 6 women will develop cancer during their lifetimes. It says more than half of all cancer deaths will occur in Asia, home to 60% of the world's population. And then 10 million of us. Wow. Number of people around the world who have cancer is rapidly growing. 18.1 million new cases, 9.6 million deaths. Life expectancy, up and down, because of the narcotic and opioid issues. So, you know, we hear that some cancers are on the decline, like cervical cancer. We've done a great job with countries doing more pap smears. The problem is here in America, we're starting to screen less. So as we start to screen less, we may not see for decades if we start to see cases rise. If you have a 14-year-old girl that's sexually active, and she's being told now that she does not have to get her first pap smear until she's 21, we're not going to pick up her cervical cancer as early as we did a few years ago. But we won't see those numbers for a while. So lung, breast, colorectal cancer, some of the deadliest. Stomach cancer comes next, and then liver cancer. Now some people say, well, Dr. Wax, we're doing a great job. Stopping smoking is going to help with these cancer deaths. You're right, it will. It will. But what are we doing instead of smoking? We're eating. So that's spreading the obesity epidemic, and that could also lead to cancer. And we're also e-cigging. Now, e-cigs, the jury isn't out if your e-cigs or your vaping causes cancer. And we won't know for a while. What we do know, though, is Juuls apparently pack the same nicotine punch as cigarettes. A study out of Medical Express and Health Day says that Juuls, the latest craze in vaping, deliver levels of nicotine that nearly match what is inhaled with tobacco cigarettes. Not only do these e-cigarette devices contain high levels of nicotine, they deliver it in a form that makes it easier for the body to absorb. Remember I told you how nicotine will paralyze the cilia, the little brush border that kind of keeps things out of the lungs? So a carcinogen has a much easier time of getting into the lungs. I believe nicotine could secondarily put someone at risk for cancer. Now, these Juuls look like little computer flash drives. They're adorable. Unfortunately, they're addictive. They produce vapors. You can have flavored pods. Tastes like fruit, candy, etc. And in this study, scientists studied patients age 12 to 21, seen at 3 Stony Brook Children's Hospital outpatient clinics on Long Island. More than 500 of the patients completed a 60-question questionnaire about their e-cig use. More than half provided urine samples, and they looked at the samples, and they found, they looked at the nicotine and the nicotine metabolites, and they found that the concentration was very similar to those that smoke regular cigarettes. They say researchers found that the nicotine concentrations of Juul, another similar project, ranged from 23 milligrams per milliliter to 56 milligrams per milliliter, which is even higher than other e-cigs. Now, remember, the purpose of people going to vaping is to get off smokes. But we're having kids that would have never picked up a cigarette pick up a Juul and now they're addicted to nicotine. Well, this is why. Okay, so what's the FDA doing? Well, the FDA now is putting e-cig makers on notice, telling them to fix this epidemic teen use, or the products may be pulled from the market. Juul, Vuse, Mark 10, Blue e-cigs, Logic have to submit plans to address teen use of their products within 60 days. That is by order of the FDA. FDA is considering restricting manufacturers from selling flavored nicotine liquid or making the products undergo an agency review. E-cigs have become a phenomenon, obviously, in high school and middle school students. Middle school students is one of the biggest crazes. So, this action is against more than 1,300 retailers and five major manufacturers for their roles in perpetuating youth access. They say e-cigs have become almost ubiquitous and dangerous trend among teenagers. That's according to FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. The disturbing and accelerated trajectory of use we're seeing in youth and the resulting path to addiction must end. The FDA cannot tolerate a whole generation of young people becoming addicted to nicotine as a trade-off for enabling adults to access these products. So, teens would have never smoked cigarettes are now smoking these. Middle school students, etc. So the big brands are Juul, British American Tobacco's Views, Altria's Mark 10, Imperial Brands, Blue e-cigs, and Japan Tobacco's Logic. They have 60 days to detail how they're going to prevent teens from using their products. The agency may require the companies to revise their sales and marketing practices, stop distributing products to retailers who sell to kids, stop selling some or all of their flavored e-cig products. Now, I've been calling for something to be done about these kids vaping for a long time, but we always kind of play devil's advocate. We have to look at both sides of this, okay? Can we, in our capitalistic society, which we want to maintain, tell a company to not make a flavor, to not sell something that's technically not proven dangerous? Now, I think they're dangerous, but it hasn't technically been proven dangerous. And the reason why I say that is there are fruit-flavored alcohols. And nobody is telling those companies that they have 60 days to come up with a plan. Now, again, I'm not saying, we're just looking at the other side here. Are we allowed to tell a company that they have to change or not sell something that hasn't technically been proven bad when we have flavored alcohols on the market that teenagers are getting their hands on? Again, it's squeaky wheel gets the grease. Since we're seeing all these kids vape, that's the one that hit the radar. So let's say flavored alcohols start to become the latest craze with kids. Does that mean liquor stores have to stop selling them? You're technically not supposed to, as a kid or middle school student, get your hands on alcohol. Just like these kids are not supposed to be accessing e-cigs. But they're getting the e-cigs from their older counterparts, just like that's how we got our alcohol. But flavored alcohol is okay, not flavored e-cigs. Are we allowed to do that? I mean, personally, as a mom and as a doctor, I'm like, go, FDA, that's great, good job. But, you know, are we really allowed to do that? 1-877-DOCTELLING.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.